Good morning, good afternoon, maybe it's good evening when you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this isn't like ordinary radio. This is radio on the internet. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. This is Galganov.com on the radio. I'm Howard Galganov, and welcome to the first of, well, recreated radio broadcast. I used to do this all the time. It was quite successful. People liked hearing it, but it's so much work in addition to writing the editorials that for the longest time I decided not to do it. And I tried some YouTubes. That was even more work, and I really don't have the kind of face for, well, I have a great face for radio, actually. So I wrote today about Maxine Waters. Everyone is talking about Maxine Waters and the things that she's been encouraging. It's not new. I mean, Maxine Waters has been doing this kind of crap, well, for as long as I've known anything about Maxine Waters. But she's not alone. Nancy Pelosi is no better. Chuck Schumer is no better. They just sort of want to keep their hands a little bit cleaner. Maybe they're a little more intelligent than Maxine Waters, who doesn't seem to be, well, not the the brightest bulb in the pack. She said what the left believe. She's encouraging the left to do what Pelosi and Reid and others like them, well, have been sort of encouraging the left to do, but trying to keep as much of a distance as possible. What Maxine Waters did was she lifted the curtain. She took away that supposition that the Democrats are really, you know, honest, patriotic Americans who want only what's best for America. She took that away, and she showed that the people who've been rioting and who've been beating up conservatives, whether at Trump rallies or whether at university speeches or wherever they happen to be, weren't acting alone. They were provoked. They were provoked by the Democrats. They were provoked by the left. And it's really easy for Pelosi and Schumer to take the high ground today and say, well, it wasn't us. We don't stand for this. We have to, we can't abide by this. Well, this isn't true. This is who they are. And this is what they've been doing for the longest time. All the way through, well, certainly the last, well, almost 10 years with Barack Obama. That's what they've been doing. They've been encouraging this kind of dissent. There's one thing to encourage verbal dissent, to debate hard. It's even acceptable to use harsh language. But not when you tell people get in their face or disrupt or resist or stand up against the duly elected president of the United States or impeach 45. That's a call to arms. That's a call to action. That's a call to sedition. And that's what the left have been doing. I think all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, maybe Pelosi and Schumer had some kind of awakening, realizing I think we might have gone too far this time. Because the conservatives aren't going to take it forever. As I wrote in this editorial, the conservatives are patriots. They believe in the Second Amendment. And if you want to push them too far, well, you're going to get the kind of response that you really don't want. This is Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com on the radio. And as I said, no CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And I'm going to try to keep all of these broadcasts down to around 5 minutes each. No more than that. Well, maybe a little bit more sometimes, maybe a little bit less, but that's the standard, that's the average. Thank you for listening, and have a great, great day.